Hello, this is a new episode of People from Ibiza. Welcome. And today it will be very interesting to listen because I have a very special guest and I will introduce her on this beautiful island because she knows a lot about volume, voice, etc. Please, can you introduce yourself and yes. Welcome here.
Thank you and welcome you here at a neat place. My name is Aura Ananda. I came here to the island 32 years ago. I was a little child of 21 years when I came and I was looking for a beautiful playground where to play my role. And when I came here to the island welcomed me so nicely. And actually, I felt that I had roots here because my family name was everywhere. My family name is Marie, and everywhere where I went, my family name was everywhere, so I was kind of surprised. So when I went back after 3 months here staying during the season, I asked my father, please, can we check our genealogic tree? So it came out, actually, that Marie was a family name coming from Spain. And is a family name that is, yes, is coming from Catalonia, but rooted here in Ibiza. So, of course, as I felt home, I felt that I had something more to discover and to root and to remember here on the island. So everything started with this journey.
What a wonderful story that you recognize the name everywhere and you find out that the ancestors are coming from...
My ancestors are coming from here. And not just my ancestors. When I was, of course, living here during the time, I met many Bitsenkos. And one in particular was a writer. And he was writing, actually, the story and the history of each surname here in Ibiza. So Marie is a surname that he told me that was coming from Syria. So when I came to the island... I didn't know anything about me, anything about anything, let's say like that. I always had the call to dive a little bit more in my spiritual journey. I was always looking for treasures and esoteric meanings of life. So it was a very big call for me to come to seek who I was. And so to find my roots here, it was very, very important to me. And then Syria. Syria was like, why Syria, you know? And when I was 22, 1 year later, I had my very first mystical journey here on the island. And actually, I came also here, which is a beautiful, very mystical place, which is the cave of Tanit. I didn't know who was Tanit. But Tanit is the goddess of Ibiza. Is the spirit that moves around everything. The fact that we are sitting here is because she wanted this.
She created, eh?
Absolutely. So it's a strong spirit. I didn't know even that there were goddesses, you know, once upon a time, because I come from Italy and it's, you know, yeah, you have the Virgin Mary and the Madonnas, you know. But you don't really call goddess, you call God. So I didn't know this aspect of the divinity in feminine.
Can you explain more? Because it's new for me too.
Yeah.
I'm totally new on this place and when we started and I was sitting on this rock, I felt my body was...
Shaking.
Shaking a bit. Now it's okay. So, why is this place so special and it's so amazing with the view on the sea? And what is the story about this place? And you come here often?
Very often. I come here very often because this place is a sanctuary, is a temple. They call it a cave, but it's a natural cave actually. But it's not just a cave. When you go inside, actually, you can see that was carved naturally from waters in a way that it's a kind of temple inside. It's a sanctuary, actually. And it's dedicated to the goddess Tanit. Tanit is a goddess that was worshipped here thousands of years ago from the Carthaginians. So she is very much the spirit of the Mediterranean countries, let's say like this. She is very alive as a cultural tradition in Sardinia, for example, or Mediterranean, North Africa, Tunis, Algeria, you know, all these places. So Tanit is the goddess for fertility, of course, but I always say that Tanit is the archetype, anyway, of the Divine Mother, of the principle of the feminine principle, feminine divine principle, let's say like this. In fact, she was the protector of this island, and she is still the guardian of the island. That's the reason why, when I tell you, if we are sitting here, me and you, and we met, it's because of her.
And how can you feel that? Because it's very special, and you think in life, especially the listeners, the most of them, they don't know Ibiza and they want to go here, or if they have lovely experience here. There's this real spiritual thing you started when you was 21, and with 22 you had this beautiful new experience. I want to listen and I want to hear everything about this 22-year-old girl who had this first spiritual path, and now you sit here 32 years later. And can you say more about your first spiritual experience when you were 22? And also, how do you feel guided by this goddess? Is maybe it's two questions, but maybe it's one question for you.
I would say that my very first spiritual experience was not here in Ibiza, was more like in Italy when I was a child. So I was always, I always tended to seek who I am, really, in the spiritual realm, why we are here, what for I am here. I was always questioning since I was a little child, so this didn't come just with a big bang of Ibiza. Ibiza was an amplifier of this journey. So when I was 22, I went to have a small retreat with myself and a friend, in a place which is called here in Ibiza, Atlantis. And Atlantis is a special place because you have to know, like everybody knows, that this was a little bit the island of the hippies, right? So the hippies were escaping from the system to build a different reality based on nature, natural things, liberating yourself sexually, liberating the culturally from genders, being naked in the nature, be free, eat from fruits from the trees, eat from the nature. So this whole movement of the hippies, and all the movement also, I think, that came with the hippies, then later with the feminism, for empowering the women, to start really to put in a balance, you know, the two genders, although I'm not really like a super fan of feminism because we pushed too hard without really understanding what is really to be a woman, you know, in life, let's say like this. So all this atmosphere I encountered when I came here 32 years ago. And plus, there were many people that were traveling from India to India, India to India, and many people following gurus and different modalities, how to get free and how to break free in life and how to detach yourself from the, let's say, patterns of this society to recreate yourself, to be who are you, you know, like to find a meaning inside of you, and not just to be a number for the banks or for the work or for the doctors, you know, to get to know yourself, to get to know your wounds, to get to know your healing, and so on. So I started very early when I was a little child in the seeking, and when I came here, I found an amazing space to break free. Let's say like this. When I was 22, I went to this Atlantis for 4 nights and 4 days, and I was retreating myself in a cave, which is called the Buddha Cave. And I was fasting, so when you start to fast, actually, your brain starts to work differently. And I start to realize that everything was energy and everything was vibrating. All the plants had an amazing aura around, and when I was diving inside the sea, even the fish had an incredible vibration around them. Wow. So I had this encounter with the vibration and the energy, the invisible matter, and without taking absolutely nothing, just without taking anything, actually without taking even food. So I woke up some senses inside of me. And was a woman that just came back from India in that moment, and she really wanted to be there in the cave. And was no space because the cave was super small. And then she asked us if she could give a meditation, and I said, yes, why not? So we started this meditation about colors. And we had to imagine the colors and visualize the colors. And I was inside very deep in this meditation when all of a sudden she asked me, would you like to sing the colors? And I was like, how can I sing the colors? You know, usually you sing a song. I always sang many songs when I was younger, you know, but I never really made that silence inside of me to really listen my song. And that was the moment in which I broke through with my voice. So in that moment, I start really to feel this energy coming through me that really wanted to sing through me. And that was the very first time that I sang my soul song.
Yes, because we met each other, Aura, at this beautiful event with the campfire. And there you were singing, and I was looking at you, and I was, wow, you're singing from Mother Earth, and you were very strong with this Mother Earth energy. And then I was, who is this woman? Look at her, how beautiful. Yeah. You still have this very strong inner voice, and you found that out in this beautiful place at Atlantis.
Yes.
Sleeping there, no food, no drinks for 4 days.
Yes.
And during this meditation.
Yes.
And that's also that an angel or a guest or somebody invited you.
Yes.
Explore your voice.
Yes. Well, yes, she invited me without knowing absolutely what was happening, you know. And then everything happened.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden I start singing, and these melodies from Eastern countries that were coming to me, through me. And I didn't know why, because
the Arab or Chinese?
Yes, exactly.
The Arab sounds?
Exactly this. So when I met then this Ibizenko that told me Marie is a surname that is coming from Syria, then I was like, yes, now I know why all these songs, ancestral songs, were just part of me without even knowing, you know. So that was like a big realization that voice is something very, very,
yes,
very
tell me,
special.
Why is the voice so special? Not only for you, not only for me, but for everybody, for every listener, that the voice is so special. Can you explain? Because you are the specialist about this. I never
Absolutely.
Met a person who knows that much about to express your voice. It's really who you are.
Yes. Well, after that, I became a singer.
Yeah.
And I explored my voice 360 degrees. And then after that, after many explorations, and also being in public and be a performer, I did understand that my voice was moving something very deep in people. And after my singing, people start singing.
Yeah.
So it was a kind of echo. You know, and I was like, okay, you know. So I went through an invitation because someone asked me to make a small group, And I really didn't know how to deal with it. But then I just recreated my very first time. And I said, okay, if I don't know, possibly, what I need to do is to transmit my own experience. That's it. And in the moment in which I did this very first group circle for opening the voice, 12 years ago, I discovered a big universe to really dive deeper and deeper to get to know what is voice really recreating on this earth.
So the beauty of the voice aura, so everybody has this voice, everybody speaks, and if you are the creator of everything, what you just explained, and we are the universe by vibration of our voice, this is all about this podcast to manifest, that people listening to this podcast are thinking, I want to live the life like you do, and to live the passion. And was it always like this and easy for you, or what kind of challenge you have been go through to become the woman, the strong woman who you are now?
Thank you for the strong woman. That's your perception. I feel that I definitely live the life I want. I'm here for. So apart to be a singer and then a spiritual singer, yes, I was invited to open the voices of the others. And if you ask me what is more satisfying for me, if to sing or to open a voice, I can tell you it's more satisfying to open a voice than to receive many congratulations for your voice. Because for me, I found my mission.
Yes.
Not just my quality, but also my mission.
And what is your mission? What is your...
I need to open more and more, possibly, voices in the world.
Yes.
That means when you open a voice, it's a journey.
How do you do that? And why is it so important, and even for the listeners?
Absolutely. Yeah.
To know that you can open your voice. What is an open voice, Aura?
Okay, so I think that we misunderstand that we have different languages, languages
yes,
were taught to humanity to make life easier on a very practical form. But we forgot about the sacredness of the sound, okay? So why is it that important? Because when you really are in connection with your voice, you know how to listen inside really the space from which is coming this voice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And this has a completely different vibration inside of your speech, speaking your truth, or singing, you know. The humanity was given the codes of the voice,
mm-hmm,
as well as the whales and the dolphins. Okay, so whales, dolphins, and humans, we were gifted to know more codes inside of our voice, because our voice is a frequency, sound is a frequency that shapes any matter and any consciousness. It's very powerful. It's one of the most powerful
it's
tools
endless.
We have.
Is it infinity? It's endless, our voice? Like what you say?
What you say stay everywhere. Always. Nothing is going. This is what people don't understand, that between me and you, you think there is an empty space, but actually it's full of informations. You see, I always explain that the most important things in life, they are the invisible one. Can you see the air that you are breathing?
No, I can't. Only but in the wintertime in the Netherlands.
Okay. Okay. So, can you see this tree, and can you see the roots?
No.
Upset. But the roots are the most important thing for the tree.
To grow.
So what we are going through, actually, as a challenge for humanity, is start to really pay attention to the invisible things. Because the invisible things are the most important things, the most vital things. So everything what we are saying right now will stay forever, is recorded in the invisible network, in between me and you, in these rocks, and so on.
So it's very, it's very important. What you say has a frequency. So you said we create this universe. The universe is us. So we started someday on Earth to talk negative or to complain or to talk nasty. So all this energy become a frequency.
Absolutely.
Do I understand it?
Oh, yes.
So for me and for you, it's very important for everybody to know, to open your voice and speak positive.
Well, I wouldn't say positive or negative, because if not, we're still in the duality of the forms.
Okay.
I would say to speak from your highest consciousness.
Or from your body, to speak from your heart.
Always from your highest consciousness, because at the end, we are all one.
And how do you do that? How can you speak from, and to open your voice?
Okay, so this is the process, actually, in which you asked me before, how did you get there, Aura, to be the powerful woman you are?
Yes.
And I can tell you that I that's very funny. I was told once, I was very young, I was singing in front of a tree, and this tree was in Glastonbury, in a very magical space, garden. And a guy told me, wow, you are so powerful. And when I opened my eyes, I looked around and I said, everything is so powerful, how can I not be powerful?
Oh, you didn't feel powerful at that moment?
No, absolutely.
But you were.
But of course, because come on, you know, nature is powerful.
Yeah.
The sun is powerful. Birds are powerful. Everything is a power of the highest consciousness. So we are, okay? The mindset is to keep us a little bit smaller and play smaller.
Mm.
So it's easier to organize a society, let's say, like this.
That's interesting. So some people around you, they say, oh, you have such a powerful voice, but you didn't feel that at that moment.
Absolutely not. For me, I'm part of everything, and I receive everything with such a power that I cannot not express in a powerful way.
So you really had to explore it in your life.
Yes, and most of everything, to discover who you are, you need to detach yourself from the thought of what you think you are.
Mm-hmm.
Because what you think you are is mostly made by this society. And this society, as it is right now, although it's changing and challenging, is made to make us tiny little bit smaller of what we think we are. Because it's easier to organize it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to go too much in the political stuff and in the governments, but this is the reality. So I had to detach myself from what I thought I was. And this is the reason why, for me, Ibiza was a beautiful place, because I could be isolated. Once upon a time, we had no internet. Once upon a time, we had no mobiles. So I really lived the earth, the land, isolated from this world.
Mm-hmm.
To really try to understand me, the nature, the moon, the stars, the sun, the sea, the nakedness, the free people, just to embrace all these powerful natural elements, to give me a reflection about who I am inside these natural environments. So Ibiza is a special place because, for me at least, gave me the opportunity to grow and become Aura, and that you can reflect yourself in me as a powerful woman, as you are, okay? Was beautiful because we had beautiful backgrounds here, spiritual backgrounds. Imagine that my first breathwork, I was 22. was a long, long time ago. Now the breath work is like, wow, the breath work.
Yeah.
Of course.
I did breath work 30 years as well. Yes.
The
shaman from instead, America.
Yes.
Yeah, they came through Holland.
Beautiful. Yeah. Okay. So these techniques are really not new. Absolutely.
No, they're ages.
Ages. So what we had here was a space to develop, to ground more works, to develop, to propose them, to embrace them, to go with it. So I denied to go back to Milan. I denied to go back to a city. I denied to go back anywhere else because here the land gave me the opportunity to develop really who I am and to detach myself from the rest to really reach that connection with myself.
And if I ask you, who are you? What is your answer, Aura?
This is a beautiful question. I love it. I am a golden frequency. This is what I am.
And how does a golden frequency live on the island, Aura?
Oh, very good. Really beautifully. Because I think that everywhere you look around right now, that we are in this amazing, brilliant, green light. What I really love here in this island is the light. Is the light quality, you know? This is what I really do love here most.
The light is really in your face, on your
in everywhere.
Hair, body.
Yeah. So I really feel this golden frequency, you know, which is aura. Aura actually is coming from the gold, you know. So, and actually this is my first spiritual name. Yeah, my passport name is different.
Why did you change your name?
I do believe that we are in a transformational life. So why not?
You felt this sound of aura was
that
more
was
you.
In the Buddha cave in Atlantis when I was 22. And I opened my voice. And all of a sudden this sounds came out from my mouth, and I was repeating these sounds, A-O-R-A, and everybody were like, wow. And when I opened my eyes, I felt like she really wants to be with me. She is the amplification of me.
The sound.
And so when I went back from my retreat, and I went back in the place I was living with some people, they opened the door and they said, hello, it's a little. I changed my name. Oh, wow, you are like all the sannyasis with Osho. I said, no, it's not Osho. This is something else that came to me. So what's your name now? Aura. And from that moment, I was 22, I'm 53 now. I have to say that I celebrated Aura completely embodied in myself last year when I became 52. It took 30 years of my life.
22?
Really, yes.
52.
52. 30 years of my life really to embody this aura. And then Ananda came later on because an Indian Baba came here and he just looked at me and he said, you are pure joy, you are pure bliss. May I call you Ananda? And I said, And then I put together Aura Ananda. It sounds good. So I adopted. So actually, I am a golden, blissful state of being, which is beautiful to represent. So I do believe that names are a big power. You are giving a big power to people, you know, out of you.
Yeah.
And they should really resound with who you are. So sometimes I lead also people to channel their new name because I work with the voice. And so for me, channeling sounds and syllables and putting and playing and put them together, all of a sudden, boom, a name is coming out. Mm-hmm. And then many people go and Google this name, and that usually is a name with a sense, with a meaning that they never heard before. Why? Because when we do open our third ear through our voice,
The third ear?
through our voice.
Can you explain that?
Yes.
Because my ears are here.
Yes.
Next to my head, but the voice is the throat.
Yeah, and this is the third ear actually.
Okay. So you listen with your voice?
Yes. Through your voice, you can transcend everything. When you really connect with your voice, with the vibration of your voice, you open up your clairvoyance, okay, and you start to hear more. And we women, usually, we hear more than we see more.
Okay.
Men are more seers, we are more listeners.
Okay, so if I express my voice from who I really are, from my purest self, I can listen better.
Yeah.
That's correct?
Yeah.
That's interesting. And what I noticed as well, positive and negative is just dual. So don't speak positive, what I mentioned before, but speak from yourself. Try to speak from your inner voice.
Yes.
And I can imagine that there must be some fear to express who I am, that I am anxious to really say and to be really honest what I want to say. In our culture, it's not really normal to speak from your feelings, to speak what you really are. And if you have a job and you don't like it, you don't say it. So you shut your voice if I'm listening to you.
Everybody shut their voice. That's the reason why I think that this work with the voice is very, very important.
So you have to go through emotions to meet your fear to speak?
I would say that I bypass already this, because when you're really truly aligned with your higher self, what is your higher self? Okay. When something is hurting you, like for example, I don't like this job, or something happened in this relationship.
If your partner says something,
exactly.
If your child is not doing what he or she...
But if you really do connect with your heart and you really go above everything what is happening, you just see it from a higher perspective. Why are you going through this? It's always for an evolution of yourself. Because everything what the universe is doing is evolving. So we are the universe, we are evolving, okay? So there is no bad situation, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
There is just a situation that you have to deal with, right? So how you want to deal with this situation, if you put yourself on a higher vision, like an eagle, and see everything from above, you will see that this situation is there to make you grow and to find a way to speak out your truth, possibly from a different space of yourself.
So sometimes you have to take distance, who you are, just to be an ego, to see the situation and to really feel how you feel with this, and then take the chance to speak.
Well, I would say that if you recognize that the other one is you, and you are manifesting the other one just to get to know yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. You know, we can speak, Aura, on this island. You know, we can speak with each other. But for the most listeners who are just in the normal, I don't know what the normal world is, but, you know, to speak from your true, wow, this is really big. This is really challenging, I think.
Yes.
What do you want to advise the listeners that everybody can do this to manifest through their voice? And I think it's very important that you explain that the voice is a vibration. But everything you say, it has consequence. And that it's beautiful to see yourself from above, from an ego, to observe yourself and go into your body and feel what you really want to say. I would say first I would listen to myself, what I want to say to myself.
Yeah, well, this is very much true, because in the Bible actually it says one of the commandments is that treat yourself, treat the others how you would love to be treated.
Yes.
Right? So this is little mystery that is going on. Mm-hmm. Like if we all understand that we're all one unified conscious field, okay? It's easy nowadays to understand because we have internet. We are all connected. There is no disconnection at all.
We are the Wi-Fi, and the internet is the Wi-Fi as well.
Exactly.
But human beings, Wi-Fi too, yes.
So the internet is showing you that in the invisibility, there is a network that is connecting everybody, right? Mm-hmm. So the same is humanity. Mm-hmm. We are all interconnected. So how would you like to speak your truth? And then again, what is your truth, really? Mm-hmm. Because is it your truth coming from a frustration? Is it your truth coming from a shadow side of yourself, of guiltiness, of shame, and so on? So before speaking your truth, you have really to work out what is your truth, what is your true being is here to represent, which role are you here to represent?
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is so huge, this is so huge, wow. This is very important for everybody.
I think so. And
for happiness, for everybody.
For everybody. And you see, there are many people that seek the change, and they don't understand that the change is coming from within. In the moment in which you change the perspective of yourself, then you are changing the world. I'm not here to change the world, but definitely I'm here to get to know who I am.
And that means for everybody.
Yeah.
To find out on this planet Earth where you live, in which circumstance, find out who you are. Thank you. Yeah. Aura, wow, I can speak hours and hours with you.
Yeah,
wow.
I know.
I'd have a deep breath because it's also the frequency. I'm really realized that our talk is a frequency, but I'm also in connecting to all the listeners because I'm very practical. I want to give you a present, how to do that, to talk with yourself. And maybe you find out some little words during this podcast you listen to, and yes, it's a big thing to find out who you really are, and it's very challenging to say the truth, but first start to say the truth to yourself and find out your inner voice. And yeah, I want to support you by this, and I want to thank you. And before we thank you, I also want to invite you because you have something with you and to sing a bit for us and to inspire the people with this huge of knowledge that we all connected to each other. But thank you very much for listening to this podcast. I'm very honored that you take the time and that you're in tune with us, and share it with your friends and family. And if you want to see more of this inspiring people like Aura, please feel free to give a donation, and you see the link in the bio. So thank you very much, and see you soon next time.